Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I'll tell you right now, nobody in the face of the earth could use Brewers Outlet more than I can right now. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Snacks, gear up for the big weekend. Say that you actually would like to watch the Steelers game. You may want a snack, pickle bar, fresh hot roasted peanuts. And after this next half hour, as many beverages as possible. Did I mention beer? Lots and lots of it. Buhner, tell me you're there.
Let me ask you, do you have visitors in the chateau?
Dave Ritchie's here, thank God.
Oh.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Dave.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Have you locked up the refrigerator and the liquor cabinet from Kevin?
Well, obviously, based on what I'm witnessing now, he found the liquor cabinet.
I don't touch a single thing well after the game.
Well after the game? You have a 2.5 hour drive back.
Did you notice the little delay there from Steve on that one?
Yeah. Oh.
And you notice I didn't bring you any pickles either. I did have a nice amount of pickles, but Dave and I got a little hungry on the way, and they were gone.
Yeah, unfortunately, somebody's allergic to them. All right.
Hey, Dave.
Yes. Yeah, Dave, go ahead.
Dave, is Route 45 the loneliest drive in the world to get from here up to State College when you're with Kevin?
Well, we actually came out 80, Bob, so it wasn't quite as lonely. All right, not as many twists and turns. Okay. But we did see pretty many deer. So 80 has deer, 45 has deer. The big thing is they're a lot farther away on 80 than they are on 45.
Yeah, Kevin hit one, counted it as a kill. So
first one of the year. I didn't stop either because I had the cruise control on, and once the cruise control's on, I don't hit the brake at all.
Kevin Herr is here in his first ever appearance at the Sunbury Motors Studio.
This is posh, I have to admit. Even the chairs are cushioned.
Yeah, I know. That's my Big Ten chair.
Is this the commemorative Big Ten chair? Does your name on it somewhere? Should I give it back to you? Or
my name is on the back of it.
Is it really?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
It was from the Big Ten tournament.
All right.
So in the Big Ten tournament, they gave us all the chairs that they sat in at the tournament.
So you're telling me don't rock back on it?
Steve, why are you allowing him to sit in it?
Why am I allowing him to sit in it?
Nothing good
will come
of this. I
didn't really ask either.
He just took it. He had Dave sitting on the floor at one point, you know.
He's tall. You couldn't quite tell he was on the floor. That was the problem.
Oh, brother. So here we are. We were enjoying the Military Bowl. Kevin was critiquing the uniforms at that point. I'm looking at the game, trying to figure out what Maryland's doing personnel. He's like, look, they're wearing new helmets. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, the other thing was Maryland wasn't wearing those awful uniforms that were somewhere between a T-shirt and the Maryland flag.
Kevin, okay? It's a football game, not a fashion show.
I understand
that. This is not Fashion Week in New York.
I cannot focus on a football game when you're wearing uniforms that are that horrific.
Dave, can he focus? Just a general question. You've taught a lot of students in your lifetime.
Well, yes. In 17 years of being with him, he's improved somewhat over those years. Though he can multitask, but once in a while he goes off the deep end.
What is the deal with like the Duck Dynasty beard?
It was November. It was really cold, and I was doing a lot of events outside, and I decided to keep my cheeks warm. Now, it's not Duck Dynasty because it doesn't reach my shoe tops yet. And if it did reach my shoe tops, I don't think I'd be able to go home.
A lot of gray in there.
All right. Actually, the kid calls it a muskrat. He said, because it's got like three different colors in it.
It looks like something you hunt. All right, time now for Inside Penn State Athletics with Patrick Chambers, courtesy of Learfield Sports.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a 2011 Hyundai Sonata Limited, inspected and with a clean Carfax, just $19,378. 2011 Kia Sorento LX, $17,523. 2006 Mercury Grand Marquis. Key LS Premium, sure to sell fast at $9,495. 2011 Subaru Legacy Limited with power moonroof, $19,780. 2010 Ford F-150 XLT, a real workhorse with new tires, lowest price promise, $26,897. Call 570-286-7746.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout.
See the full inventory and schedule a test drive and see what your trade is worth, too, at sunburymotors.com.
At the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
That's a song they played during Tony Romo's surgery.
But what's it say when your third string quarterback right now, or which will be the backup quarterback, is getting more attention than the soon-to-be starter?
Does it matter? Kevin, does it matter?
Yeah.
I think it would bother me if I were not getting it.
I think if you're starting, you don't care.
If I were Orton, I'd be a little bit concerned.
About what?
That nobody cares.
If they win the game, they go to the playoffs, and he'll be the quarterback of the playoffs.
Does Garrett stay if they win or lose?
Yes.
Either way?
Yes.
Does he get a pass because of it being Romo injured?
Yes.
What about now? Now go to the Jets and Dolphins. Go to the Jets, Dolphins. Jets lose. Is my friend gone?
I didn't know you were so close to Rexy.
believe me, I mean that tongue-in-cheek.
They're an odd organization. I have no idea. Never really, you know. And part of his pass is he had to play a rookie quarterback this year who's not very good. Doesn't mean he won't be good in 2 years, but I have my doubts as to whether he's going to be good in 2 years.
And, of course, the question on everybody's mind after last night with CBS reporting every 5 seconds about Bill O'Brien looking into the Texans' job.
No, he'll interview for it.
But as I said yesterday, I don't really think this should surprise anybody. You have a coach that is in demand by the NFL because he's been successful at two levels now. And with the hand that he's dealt, was still rather successful in college. And now, if you're Bill O'Brien, you can't not look at it. I mean, anytime you're looking to better yourself, you can't not look at it if it's a perfect situation.
You owe it to your family to find out exactly what's out there. There's nothing wrong with that. And if he sits down, first of all, let's look at the Texans organization. We had Mark Vandermeer, the Texans play-by-play guy, on the show last year.
Right.
Mark worked here in State College back in the early 90s, as a matter of fact. And I remember they picked somebody else over him to do Lady Line basketball, to be the Lady Line play-by-play guy. And I said, Mark, you'll be much further than that in your life. Don't worry about it. He's now the Houston Texans guy. Okay. Bob McNair is a first-class owner. The reason there's a franchise in Houston and not in Los Angeles is because he went in there when it came time for expansion, and that stadium he built with his own money. Okay, $750 million. Okay, retractable roof, the whole deal. That's his baby. Right? Very much like what you see with Robert Kraft did in New England. Robert Kraft built his stadium with his money,
The only thing he asked for was $72 million for infrastructure for the Massachusetts legislature, which at first they rejected. You're sitting there like going, he's doing everything else. Build him a road. Okay. Just a road. Widen the road.
I'll pay for the traffic light. Just give me the road.
Okay. And McNair did all this. And you notice that when the Texans started to play, they have played every game in that stadium. Not once did they have to play a transitional game at the Astrodome, which will be torn down next year. And everyone tells you he runs a first-class organization. They lose on Sunday. They have the first overall pick. Now, we don't know who's going to be available yet. Everybody talks about Teddy Bridgewater, but Bridgewater has to declare. Bridgewater has not said yet whether he's declaring for the draft or not. He is not a true senior. So you go down there, you talk to them, you know you're going to be talking to a first-class guy in McNair. Everybody tells you that. It's a family-friendly organization. Everybody except for the Kubiak family will tell you that. And just kidding. And
they don't feel that way.
And then from there, you have to make decisions. Who's really in charge? And part of it is who's really in charge? How much input do I have into what's going on? Here at Penn State, he has full input over everything that happens with his program. Complete input. He is the head coach. He is the general manager. He is the player personnel director. So, and he owes it to his family to find out what's what. The next part is, you notice they did stick with Kubiak for a long period of time. I don't know, though. The NFL's a very impatient league. There are very few Belichicks in the league.
Well, especially for a team that was projected to do a heck of a lot better than they did.
Right, and they fired him before the season was over with. I mean, they fired him before the season was over. He's talking about Kubiak. So there are very few guys that hang in for a long time with one franchise. Coughlin, Belichick, everybody else. You know, my Mike McCarthy to a certain point. Your guy Tomlin.
Well, there's a little question there right now, but that's a different story.
Just one little thing I say to him, Bob, just to get him.
I know. I knew it was coming.
Well, all right, but when you look at...
So now he owes it to his family to find out.
But if you speculate, and I know everybody's been talking about Houston or talking about the Texans, and then Minnesota. Minnesota, I don't think is the fit. I don't think there's anything there that's going to interest Bill O'Brien to make the move. One job, though, that I think if it becomes available, would be of interest even more than a job with the Texans, would be with the Redskins.
Oh my goodness. No way.
You don't think so? See, I think it would
working
be...
Working for him?
Well, that's the drawback. That's the drawback, but the quarterback side yeah. of it. But yeah. developing a quarterback...
No offense, that's a gigantic drawback. Yeah. Nobody lasts more than an hour and a half in that place.
But developing a quarterback and having two quarterbacks to develop has to be rather intriguing.
Bob, tell him.
I tell him,
Bob. The owner of the franchise is an idiot. You don't want to work for idiots. It's real simple.
And that's a very big problem. I'm not denying yeah. that. I'm just saying from a standpoint of player personnel, that would be one I think I would be interested in developing a quarterback. You know, are you in convulsions, Steve? Is this what you do when I don't see you every day?
Yeah, pretty much.
Now you know why I'm a big customer of Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
That's it. I'm leaving.
Lots of beverages, of which the entire Sunbury Motors studio is stacked with right now. Snacks, pickle bar, of which I was brought none.
I don't have to take this abuse. I'm leaving.
And fresh hot roasted peanuts. Dave, it was an absolute pleasure having you here.
Well, thanks. I enjoyed the conversation, and I got to actually see the facial expressions that I many times imagined you made when Kevin was talking with you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have Dave Ritchie here today in the Sunbury Motors Studio. Fabulous to have the chief here. Meanwhile, during the news, the Board of Health was here and took care of the other chair.
I think if you need to take a break, Steve, to go inventory the liquor cabinet and check on whether you still have any food in your refrigerator, I can carry on if I have to.
No, Bob, it was okay. It was worth it just to get, I said, take what you need.
Well, I think that was a poor choice of words, because when Kevin hears the word need, that translates into everything. everything.
But it was fun for them. At least he's now had a chance to see the studio. He goes, geez, this thing's posh. I was going, yeah, no kidding, it's posh in here. It's nice.
That's why we call it the Sunbury Motors Studio. Classic.
Yes, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. By the way, of course, this being Friday, time to stock up. And that means a trip to Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Wide variety, array of beverages. Did I mention beer? And what a selection. On top of that, snacks, pickle bar, and, of course, fresh hot roasted peanuts. Cody Jade is running the show today. Hi, Cody.
Hi. Can you hear me? Great. Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Yes, of course you're on. My goodness.
Well,
adding
you know
a
what? Kevin taught me everything, but he didn't teach me how to talk on the radio.
Well, believe me, you've added a touch of class the show desperately needs.
Cody, tell Steve what the theme music meant from the last half hour.
Yeah, I played the song Cowboy because I assumed you were going to be talking about Tony Romo.
And we did. I followed it right up. I said, that's the song they were playing when he underwent the knife.
Exactly.
So well done, Cody. You're fitting right in. Perfect. I think you're doing a terrific job. Kevin and Dave on their way, by the way, to Hollidaysburg, and they'll be there by, I'd say, leaving here now, they'll probably be there by 5. And then I think they're on the air. When are they on the air? 6:30 tonight?
I believe 6:30, tip-off 7.
7 o'clock this evening with the Golden Tigers of Hollidaysburg. Then there's a 2.5 hour trip back. This was when they were able to break up the trip by stopping here for a while. And I think, to be honest with you, all kidding aside, I think that really helped them.
I think, actually, it helped Dave Ritchie more than anybody. He needed the break.
Well, I think Kev needed it too. I think just kind of, you know, take a load off. But they went 80 and they came down 99, and I'm not that far off at 99, so not that far off.
Well, when you said Brewer's Outlet, now that they've left, I think the key word for you in Brewer's Outlet is replenish.
Oh, my goodness. And we will have to replenish. I mean, Cody, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, the entire cabinet, I mean, they might as well have just hauled it out on a forklift.
Hey, did you hear the breaking news in the NFL out of Chicago today, Steve?
Robbie Gould gets a new contract.
And it's shocking that this happened. Now, here's one thing you don't know. Tomorrow is his birthday, so he got a rather large birthday gift.
Oh, good.
He turns, I think, 32 tomorrow, December 28th. And what's funny is at the beginning of the season, he was sort of asking for a renewal of his contract, and the Bears politely told him they don't negotiate during the season. But apparently they did.
Which is terrific. And this is he and Adam. Now, Adam Vinatieri has been with the Colts the last how many years now? So he's been kicking for, you know, half the season indoors.
Yeah.
But Vinatieri and Robbie Gould are the two best bad weather kickers I've ever seen in my life. The conditions in Chicago, whether it's snow or rain or more predominantly wind, and Robbie is just automatic and gives them scoring range. They know if they get the ball to the 35-yard line, okay, 35-yard line, they're going to get points.
Yeah,
and that's why they re-signed him.
He's 27 of 30 this year, 90%. I think he's about the third most accurate kicker in the history of the NFL.
Yep.
And he's now over 1,000 points scored. He needs about 100 to pass the all-time leading Bears scorer, and that's previous place kicker Kevin Butler, who was there for like 17 years. And he needs, the record is 1,118 points, so he needs just about 100 to become that. And it looks like with this contract that will happen.
He's got $9 million. It's a $15 million deal.
Right, nine of which is guaranteed.
$9 million's guaranteed. Has to make the team to get the rest of the money. And of course, I mentioned that to Kevin. And of course, what did Kevin do?
Oh.
He laughed. He laughed. He goes, "Oh, of course." I said, "Kevin, that you get to a certain age and a certain point in your career, and teams sometimes don't want to pay that money." Said, AKA Brian Dawkins, John Lynch, Phil Dawson. I mean, it was a long list of guys that have closed out their career in other places because their current team did not want to pay the rest of the contract off.
Guys like Brian Urlacher, middle linebacker for the Bears, the legend.
Right.
Steve, you mentioned Adam Vinatieri and Robbie Gould in the same sentence, and I don't know if people remember this who have followed his career, and I realize not everybody does it, but he went as a free agent to New England and studied under Adam Vinatieri right after he left Penn State, after he graduated. He was there and worked out with a guy who was helping him named Doug Flutie. Mm-hmm. And people were said to Robbie, you're crazy. Why would you sign to go with New England? They've got Adam Vinatieri, the best kicker in the NFL. And his response was real simple. I'm going to learn, and I want to learn from the best. And they are still friends, and they still tweet each other, after games and sort of tease each other about, who kicked in the worst conditions, etc. But good friends, and I think Robbie will say that he learned a lot from Adam Vinatieri, who had no qualms about helping a young college rookie or NFL rookie right out of college learn and polish his craft, and it's obviously paid dividends.
Yeah. I had a long talk with Robbie about that when he was going through that experience, because he came back and he said he learned more from Vinatieri in a short period of time than he ever had learned at Penn State. Now, before we go, let's get something straight about college so people understand this, okay? Because you have limitations on staff, you're allowed a head coach and 9 assistant coaches. Nobody in the country carries a place-kicking coach or a punting coach. Nobody does. Nobody has a kicking coach. They don't. And I put down, for example, on my chart every single time who all the assistants are and what their responsibilities are. Okay? There are very few special teams coordinators, and there are no kicking specialist coordinators. None. So regardless of what school you go to in college, you're not going to get that help unless it's volunteer help that comes in. Chris Barr comes in once in a while. He works with the kickers. Robbie Gould volunteered his time in an off week, a Bears off week, to help Sam Ficken turn his season around. That's where you get the help and instruction from, guys that will help out on their own. Nobody has this. Zero. I can tell you right now, of the 174 Penn State football games I have broadcast in my career, okay? All right? I put down on the chart every single time, there is not one former kicker that's listed as an assistant coach. Zero. Zip. Nada. So, yes, going to see an Adam Vinatieri had to be an incredibly valuable time for him. And I remember him talking to me about it, about how Vinatieri took him through all the mechanics of it, the plant foot and things like that. He says, things I didn't pick up here at Penn State. Well, yeah, you didn't pick it up here at Penn State. You wouldn't have picked it up at Michigan State either. You wouldn't have picked it up at USC either, unless there was a guy that volunteered to come in and help out.
This has been a great December for Robbie. He is now a proud papa as well. Right before the Minnesota game 2 Sundays ago, a little baby was brought into the Gould family.
Wonderful.
Late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, and Robbie had to take a special jet plane from Chicago up to Minneapolis, arriving literally right before the game to kick. And he missed a 60-some yarder in that game, and also he missed one at the end. But he'd been up for like 40 hours, I think, by that time.
Right, and I remember that. So one time I heard Bears fans be critical of him. It's the only time I ever heard that.
And understandable. He's a guy when the game's on the line and he goes out there, the Bears fans are ready to start cheering and celebrating, and it didn't happen.
And you know, and he earned his contract, though.
Yeah.
And that's great for him. I remember speaking one time at Blanchard Elementary School. and Blanchard Elementary School, I was speaking to the fifth graders there in that school. And Blanchard Elementary, while being in Center County, is still a part of the Keystone Central School District, which is the same school district that produced Robbie Gould. And I talked to them about realizing and understanding their dreams, and to never sit there in a chair and say, well, I'm only from Blanchard, I'm only from Beach Creek, I'm never going anywhere, I'm not going to be like those guys on TV. I said, Robbie Gould sat in the same chair as you did. And I said, he's kicking in the National Football League. I said, it takes skill, it takes luck. I said, but you can reach your goals. And that's what and I used him in that, and you could tell just the mere mention of his name in that school district, he's heroic.
Oh, he is. And every year he has some fundraisers, and one of which is in Lock Haven. And yeah. I think last year, the year before, the money went to the town library.
Right.
Because that was important to Robbie that, it's not going to always to some athletic program or some football-related matter. But he raised money for the town library. He's very big also on the Moose organization. There's Moose mm-hmm. lodges around the country. He has taken kids from the Moose Heart kids home outside of Chicago. I think it's in right over the border in Indiana, on shopping sprees so they can buy Christmas gifts for their loved ones, and he also makes sure they're taken care of. And it's all on him and his foundation, the Golden Touch Foundation.
Yeah, and that just shows you who he is and the kind of guy he is and so forth. He's been able to make a fortune that maybe he never dreamed of making in his lifetime, and he's decided he wants to help other people with it. That's
who he is. Now, on the other hand, he loves beating his younger brother, Chris, in about anything.
Yes, absolutely. No question. There is that kind of brotherly competition. Football today, Marshall in the Military Bowl in Annapolis is leading Maryland 17-10 with about 5.5 to go in the first half. Later at Reliance Stadium in Houston, which is, yes, where the Texans play, it's Minnesota taking on Syracuse. That is in the Texas Bowl.
And that's where, by the way, Chris Gould, Robbie's brother, is the coach at Syracuse right now.
Yeah, he is a coach there, and Penn State beat them in the opener. Minnesota beat Penn State in November. They will play at 6 this evening, and then the nightcap will be at the Kraft Hunger Bowl at AT&T Park in San Francisco, which is the last time they're playing it in that place, which is good because it's a little dangerous to play in there. A little bit. No, it's reason, because of how close the wall is to the end line in the end zone. That's pretty tight. Next year, they'll move to Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, the new home of the Niners, and that will also be part of the Big Ten rotation beginning next year. Well, BYU will play Washington in that game tonight at AT&T Park.
Who's coaching for Washington? Do you know?
Oh, boy.
Because, Chris Peterson of Boise State fame.
Yeah, he won't be coaching.
He won't be coaching.
And Sarkisian, obviously, is not either.
I mean, they could probably give you and me a call, and we could get out there and coach that game. But
absolutely. I mean, maybe we got to think about that. But, between Price and Sankey and Smith, that's a pretty good offense to sit there and look at. Marcus Tuiasosopo is going to be the interim coach.
And that name is a broadcaster's nightmare.
What, Tuiasosopo?
Well, not for you, but you're a pro. But for the average non-Polynesian, got to know. The secret about Polynesian pronunciation, Steve, is the Polynesians had no written language. So when you see a word, you just pronounce it as it's written, syllable by syllable. That's the secret.
Okay.
I learned that. I don't know where. But Tuiasosopo is, how you say it. And you got it. Nailed it.
Marcus Tuiasosopo will be the coach. In fact, I just, as you know, I don't do anything really. Everybody like joins Facebook. Okay. I actually got one from Owatoa Polamalu the other night.
Oh, gee.
Well, he was a nose tackle here, Al Pola.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And I remember he decided his senior year to go by his Samoan name, Owatoa Polamalu. I think Gil Santos was the play-by-play guy at the time, and I was the third announcer. And I looked over and I said, well, that's what he wants. And Gil says, well, his days of making tackles in this broadcast are over. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, freshly disinfected, as we continue here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. By the way, Kevin was very upset about the Utah State Northern Illinois game last night.
Nailed that one. That quarterback from Northern Illinois, who was, sixth in the Heisman, boy, he didn't look very good at all.
Bob, I thought about it last time. I've actually seen him play five times.
Yeah.
I'm 0-for-5 with the guy.
Yeah. I don't know who his press agent is, but that guy can really shine a lot of things and make them look better than they are.
I mean, honest to goodness, I mean, and I say this with all due respect, because obviously he's put up some gaudy numbers, and I think he was on the verge of being a 2,000 guy for the season, 2,000,
yeah,
or for his career or whatever, 2,000 rushing, 2,000 passing, whatever. I've seen him play five times now, five, and in all five games he played like he did last night. I've never seen him play well.
Well, if you would not watch him, he'd do great. That's the way Kevin would look at it.
Exactly right. Think of this. We go back to September. If you were to say in September that the starting quarterbacks between Philadelphia and Dallas would be Nick Foles and Kyle Orton for all the marbles, this is in September, we'd all be looking at each other saying, really? Because remember, Nick Foles was not the starter in September. Michael Vick was. That's how much the season's changed.
It really is amazing that it's now coming down to the last week in the NFL and two people that were on no one's radar screen, as you pointed out, are now playing in the game of the season to determine the playoffs.
I mean, it's amazing. Kyle Orton, I predict, will play just fine.
Okay.
He'll play just fine. I mean, a couple of intangibles that Romo at this stage in his career can bring to the table that Kyle Orton can't. But I predict this. If the Cowboys lose the game, it'll not be because that Kyle Orton lost it.
I think
he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine. The problem is their defense is just so mediocre.
Yeah. I think the Eagles quarterback is going to have a field day tomorrow. He'll be feasting on Cowboys. On Sunday, excuse me, not tomorrow.
Right.
So
big news is Romo's out. And Kim Kardashian got an ugly bag from Kanye West. That's the big news of the day.
Doesn't get better than that.
I mean, really.
It makes you want to go to Brewer's Outlet and stock up.
I'll tell you right now, and have all of it.